Blog Talk Radio.
Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
That's right. If there's any interesting things you have with you, if you want to call in and talk to our guests, Ms. Marie Herrera Vega, welcome to the program. It is the Patriot Nation Radio Network, the American Legion Show. Shout out to our fans out there, Conservative Nation Radio, Shannon Rock Radio, Lee Jenkins, National U.S. Hey, Politics, Patriots Radio Show, Backwood Judge, that's interesting, Patriot Watch Radio, Patriot Empire, Cindy Rigel, and Ernie Shaw. Welcome to the American Legion Show. We have a great show for you tonight, and our guest tonight is Ms. Marie Herrera Vega. So would you like to talk about yourself a little bit and tell us what you're all about and why you run this program? And I see the memorial in the back behind you. You can talk about that a little bit too. So welcome.
Well, thank you for having us on the show. Like you said, my name is Maria Vega. I am the mother of two black girls. That in itself is something that makes me really, really proud. However, I am the day that he was murdered, I made a commission to do everything that I could to let everyone know the problem that we're having. And this is a self-quarantine. So this problem has been going on for quite a while, where our borders are not secure. And Doogie and I are what we call angels here. Not as titles as we wish to have, but we're there.
So tell us a little more about your son. And I know this is hard to do, and I appreciate you talking. I've been on programs with the people in the same situation, and it's hard. There's nothing I can say, but, you know, they're your children. And recently, I'd like to put this out, my niece, Erica, died last week from cancer, and that was horrific in itself, and I can't imagine, and the parents went through the most on that, so.
It's an out of order death.
Yeah.
First of all, it didn't happen.
Right.
It didn't happen. And the reason that this happened was because of illegals. So, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I was not born here, but my father did not drag him across the river. His work government didn't take care of him. Our dad has been such a good role model. The work hard, believe in God, respect, everything that a parent should teach their children, he taught. So the fact that people are coming here and trying to get across, they're already breaking the law. So that makes a difference
right
to me. You know, it's, people should be proud to come here the right way. My dad was in America pushing the big step. My mom decided to marry her and stay over there. And then finally said, okay, we need to take everyone to a back to America and fast forward. So I am an Mexican person, and I'm really proud of that.
Yes.
And for Harvey, Javier Vega,
yes,
who's our oldest son, we only have two boys, he was working for the Border Patrol.
Oh, wow.
One week he called us Sunday, from now I'll be keeping on the weekend though. And so we planned a really nice gathering for love purposes, including the barbecue. So we did chicken, fajitas, we did more chicken. But Ethan already planned that day that we were going to go fishing. We're going to take the boys fishing. Then we're going to do some target shooting at our friend's ranch. My daughter loves to go shopping at the Alvin Mall. Everything had been planned. But the last thing we were going to do was the fishing. Now, this area that we have visited for, we have been there basically for never visited. And this one time, we were ambushed. We were driving stolen vehicles with weapons that shouldn't have been in the city. And they ambushed. The fact that we had the weapons that the kids had used for target practice was a good thing. Because if we hadn't had those weapons, if my husband hadn't been carrying my phone gun,
Wow. Yeah.
And they killed everybody there, including the children who were like 7 and 9 years old at the time. Killed everybody. But what happened was that they pulled up the system having a few more. My husband just took out his weapons and started firing back. When I heard all the bullets going by, I fell back where I was sitting. And I tried to get up on my legs and I just pulled it through. I didn't talk to my son who had already been shot, trying to grab the weapons apart. It started in the chest. When I realized what was happening to him, I picked up the AR. Firing back. And that's when the child, the running around the staircase is trying to get away from me. Otherwise, you know, there's no telling what the son is going to like to do. They did manage to get the rifle to make, but the bullets from our weapons, that their vehicle was safe. And so they ended up talking to the nearest house, and I had to wait there for water and a phone charger. By that time, I had already called 911, and immediately, every call is working without me, which was, of course, that's what the lady realized that. They were looking to the side, and then their girl partner was getting the water. So she flashed her front porch light, and that's when they were
talking. Wow. That's horrific. Did you injure, did you shoot anybody first? Do you know what happened to all the other people in the other vehicle? So you realize your son was already passed away at the scene, and that, or did, or what happened? Did he have to go to the hospital, or?
No. So I didn't get anybody to help me. Everybody was just so scared. My husband did eventually, you know, help me, and so did the grandkids. My
son and
my husband did the same time. So when I look at it, you can see the
finisher and the top of the top. Yeah. The bullet had gone in one side,
probably
caused the back to my feet. It's a nightmare. You probably live over again.
Oh, really?
I'm going to add Ronald to the screen and maybe Doobie. And Ronald, he's got a few minutes left. He'd like to ask you a couple of questions. Ronald, do you have any questions for Marie?
I don't have any questions, but I just want to go back to you and other family members who have been doing the damage and my heart goes out to you guys. I look at the level of the spirit. Isn't it like that? Like, it's all the emotions, the rage, something like that happens. My heart goes out.
Well, all we can do, we can pray for the family, pray for her,
yeah,
for healing. So, and I know you're a prayer warrior. You're a great singer, so. I know you have to go soon, so
yeah.
I appreciate you coming on.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, nice to meet you guys. Good meeting tonight, and I think we're going to go. The plan A school here is going to go on the plan A school. That's why I have to do it.
Okay, no problem. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, come back to your audience again.
Okay. Thank you. All right, so let's see, let me do this here. So, so when was your son, what year was this, when this happened, approximately, how many years ago?
For
you. Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago, you know, and it was fairly recent. Every time I'm on with Angel Parents, this is, you know, it's hard for me as well. I can't even imagine that. So I see you probably find strength with other parents in the same situation. You belong to groups that support each other because nobody else really understands. But you, both of you, yes.
I say that every time I speak for one of the subcommittees, they're never going to understand where we are.
Right.
So it happens to them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know how many more people are there. I guess. It's losing to find out how many others are following. One of our children is deaf,
our family members, yes, we can call them.
But John,
before the
individual, when they should have, our children
would be alive. Right. And it's senseless. It's unnecessary. It should never have happened. And right now, I believe, and I want to ask you about this, Marie, what you think How do you think it is now? The border is all the way open. And, you know, who's coming through?
It's ridiculous, and it's too bad. Because they're not doing their job. They're not working for the American people.
Right.
They're either working for themselves or for the
leaders. Yeah, and, you know, Congress is, they're talking about it, but they're not doing anything. I like what Texas is doing. They're putting up the barriers in the river, but we don't see that. I mean, it's like, this is so negative and so scary. New York City, I can't even imagine being there right now. And I'm sure they have problems as well.
That's a living facility.
Yeah.
Normally, houses 280,
and
they're going to transition it into an immigrant center.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. And we can't, and we give money to Ukraine, right? We don't help, we don't secure our borders. We don't help out our families that are affected by this. And what I understand is that if you leave your house in that area, then if you go like on vacation, the migrants or the illegals will be in your house. A friend of mine told me that. Don't go, you can't leave. I don't know if it's true where you are, maybe you're further north, Marie. I'm not sure what part of Texas you're at.
Way,
yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I love Texas. Texas is a great state. One of the true still good states left, just like Florida. I'm sorry, dude, but you live in Illinois.
Me too.
So, I am curious, to lose a child is the ultimate, and I realized that when my niece died, they're having a hard time, and that was, you know, something unexpected. It was a cancer that was discovered late. That's devastating enough, but to see the visuals and to see how people hate, you know, people just don't care. The people you encounter, they don't care about your life. They would just kill you off. And this is what's coming. This is why, you know, and I worked with, you know, we used to fly with the Border Patrol years ago out of Tucson. And we were parked next to the ramp, and we met those guys, and they're pretty cool. I mean, they're doing their job. They're trying to do their job, but their hands are tied. And a lot of this, like, doobie, like you were saying, goes back to Washington. They could take care of this. They can control this. We don't need anybody coming across the border. It's reach border. So we also have Chinese troops coming through.
Military needs Chinese.
Yes, and I think that's somehow that's a plan, I guess.
Everybody in the world can pick up and watch television and see their own southern border fly open.
Yes, right.
So if you want, how many sleeper cells do you want in this country? Across the border.
Here's
the date for a quarter, 5 years from now.
Right. And the plan is...
I'm sure you'll show up.
Right, right. And the plan is this very thing. And unfortunately, I mean, it happens in this country too, but those are not... What happened to both your children were not necessary. I mean, it's preventable. Yes.
And nobody seems to want to hear that part of it. Nobody wants to hear the part about our children. All they want to hear, poor illegal aliens. How are they sitting on the day? They just hide in the river and go over here. And nobody forced them. They put their own behind their backs and they go across. And I had a lady with her own son when I was testifying that before it's hard work for people to just trying to make a living. And when I said illegal aliens, she tried to correct me. And I asked her, I said, no, I said, what's the first thing these people did when they crossed our border? The very first thing they did when they stepped across that border, they broke the law.
Right.
They violated federal immigration law. Therefore, they are illegal. And they are an alien because they were not born here.
So, Marie, what do you think of the definition of immigrants, when it comes to people across the border, I have an idea, right? That's right.
What happens to you and me when we bring a credit to your when we speak for talk?
Right. Yes. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So the illegal aliens, we're paying for them. We're giving them what? How much money in New York City? They're giving them some kind of salary. They're getting free food. They get, you know, the hotel they're in New York. They're getting three meals a day. Yeah. They're getting free. Yes. Yeah, this is going to have to be condemned, really. Eventually, it'll be condemned.
Step back for a second. Yeah. You asked for the definition of the immigrant is somebody that is doing it correctly.
Right.
Somebody that is in the system, somebody that's going through it, that doing their due diligence, paying their fees, whatever there is, and become a citizen of this country, and being a productive citizen of this country.
Absolutely.
Undocumented immigrant. I guess a guy works in my house is an undocumented family.
That's exactly right. You got that. That's perfect. If you try to, now you know, just like I do, you've been in other countries, if you cross the border, you're dead. They don't even ask you any questions.
Absolutely.
They're free to kill their own people, too. That, I mean, the people, it's not like that here. Very much so. No. No. Absolutely not. Just like the.
I was in Thailand.
Yeah.
And I met some English people there. And they had to leave every year and go back to England. And they have to stay gone for 3 months before they can come back and reapply.
Yeah, I've heard of that. Look, the point is this. We don't have any restrictions on our border, period. We let everybody and anybody, we don't vet anything. And this is going to happen more and more, and you hear about it in the news, these things.
Just the crime that's coming across.
Yes.
These people come up in third world countries, they're running into third
world countries. Yes.
They're not vetted medically. They're not vetted legally. That's why they're finding all those IDs on the Mexican side of the border, because they don't want you to know who they are. But they go over and say, my name is Jose Marie.
Right. Yet, at the same time, these people who are coming across the border don't have, if they have a disease, we don't know. They go into the communities. So you and I, you better take your vaccine. You better do this. You better do that. But they have no restrictions. They just come across. Yes. But there's so many different ways to be dangerous there. Yes, ma'am. Oh, wow. Whoa.
But all the illegals were coming by.
Oh, wow.
It was supposed to be like without a problem, and nobody was coming back. But the people had to get permission to come across to attend the meeting.
And at the same time, I'd rather go the legal way than to get through the disease-ridden people and the people that are probably stabbing each other. You see, like, what happens before they get here. They have to go through some pass, and people are murdered there, and they take the kids. And the cartels, this is big. Cartels are in charge of the border, and I believe Mayorkas is behind it. He's one of those people. Our government is so corrupt at this point. Yes. You have to.
He's lying in their pockets.
Yes. It's all about money against the will of the people and against the freedoms of Americans. So now everybody's in a threat. I'd be very afraid to live close to the border. I know you do. I don't know. Do you see activity? Do you see people in town, Marie? For a reason, and that's all good. I have a problem. Oh, here we go. I have a problem with Congress. I'm going to blame Congress on this because you can get Mayorkas on the stand for like every week and nothing happens. This is treason. In my opinion, this is treason, and the military should go and arrest them and close the border. They should take the guard off the border and whatever else they're trying to do. They're trying to put people down there, and you know, citizens are trying to do this. But this is a job for the military. They need to put that fence up.
And of the 1,500 troops that sit down there, they just recalled 1,100.
Wow, I didn't know that. Yeah, and yeah. Right. They couldn't. They did nothing. Yeah. Oh.
The National Guard was on our side.
Right.
In fact, when I was asking questions, and I was asking the question, why do you do this? Why do you endanger your children? Why, what is it? No, where's it? They asked the question.
So.
And when they walked them off the river bank, it's like, how is the budget? Obviously, somebody is coordinating all this, and it's our people.
Right. So the National Guard should not be down there, period. That's not what they're trained to do. That is not their mission. But they try to use the National Guard for everything. Those guys don't have, I mean, they're not, they don't have the firepower, number one. They don't know how that works. The border is the only way. And they still let them go through because they have orders to let people through. They can't stop them. They're just there for show.
When absent the National Guard now, all all they were doing was directing people coming across
the
river through the border patrol. All they were doing, they weren't trying to have them anybody or do anything. They were tour guides.
So how many people are in New York right now? I heard there was, is it 100,000?
Somewhere around that. I just looked at the numbers today. And in 2022, we had $2,777,000.
So, Marie, Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, how stupid is he that he thinks he's going to make this work? You know, there's no room for anybody, and he's putting them wherever he can. Like, he wants to put them in churches and people's homes. What is the point? Where do you stop and realize and wake up? This isn't going to work. Nope, none of this is working. And you're just making everything more dangerous for your citizens, and you're, there's hotels that will never recover from this. What are your thoughts on that? So, do you think child, do you think the children are, is this all a good plan to get the children here for, like, Epstein Islanders type, because that's happening at the border? Yeah, right. Right. Yes, that is, yes. Did you know in Ukraine they've discovered bunkers, and that's exactly what they're doing? The women are having children there, and they're giving the children away. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess that's our 51st date now.
Yeah,
there's no justice here. Okay, in my opinion, our government is playing, they don't know what's going on. I think they know what's happening. I think there's powerful people controlling this. Because all of a sudden the border is completely open. If you get across and you sneak in, that's one thing. Congratulations. But you can't do this. And all these kids in the cages from the Obama era. All this. Yes.
And on asylum, which statistically 90% of all asylum claims are fraudulent.
Yes.
10% that aren't fraudulent, only 1% of those actually show up for their court date. They're giving court dates out right now in the year 2030.
Golly, no way. Wow.
They're giving out asylum court dates for the year 2030. And they're turning these people loose into the interior of the country. Into anywhere in the country they want to go. They're paying for their plane tickets. They're paying for their buses.
Yeah.
They're paying for their health care. And nobody knows where they're going. They can stay in a shop or in my Aunt Mary's house, and they can drop them off there, and they can turn around, get the car, and go to Utah. But we know.
Oh, they won't survive in Utah.
They don't have ankle monitors in Utah. You know, they don't have ankle bracelets. We give them a cell phone. We travel with a cell phone. How long do you think that cell phone lasts? That's stupid. They're going to be trapped.
Just common sense. Yeah, right. So both of you, my question is this. What's it going to be like when it hits dead winter for the people from Mexico or from the South America region? It's great for a big surprise. So, New York City. Yeah.
For a while now, we can see the illegal
Yeah.
What happens to you and me when we trespass?
Yeah. Right. Wow.
So, if there you have a nice disclosure of the money, call 911 because there's 14-year-old that is living with this.
That's sad. That's, like, inhumane. Yeah. The people that...
This is their backyard.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I can't imagine that. So all these...
It's gotten out just about every town. Every state has become a border state.
Yes, right.
Nothing. I can't imagine where it would be like to live in Texas. Southern California.
So Arizona, speaking of the governor there, she's mixed up in all this illegal traffic from what a report came out, but she's still the governor. And she's the one who rigged her own election. Oh, I can't say that, can I, on this program? I'm just kidding. So, no, the point is people are paying for what happens. I guess she's got ridiculous donations from the cartel. They proved that, and she's still there. So where's the military? Where's the government? Where's the state of Arizona? They're using this on purpose.
Answer me this.
Yes.
You've got cities, counties, states that call themselves work.
Yes.
Illinois is work.
Oh, wow.
Okay. That is a direct violation of federal immigration.
Yes.
Why is there nothing being done to these states and counties and cities claim sanctuary? Why is there federal funding not withheld? Why are there governors not in prison? Why are there sheriffs not in prison?
Yeah.
They're violating federal immigration law, and nobody's enforcing it. It goes all the way to Mayorkas, Biden,
yeah,
and all the rest of them.
Right. Remember, Biden, okay, you both remember when Biden, before he got elected, was telling people to come? He was sending messages down there. Come to America. He's the commander in chief. And then they had an app for it too. People had phones, yeah. So it's all just, it's a system. You just don't, it just doesn't happen, you know. This has been planned out. And they want to make this country something and it's not. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. Yes. People are angry when people use that word. I've been to those countries. So people don't know what it's like on the other side of the world.
Yes. Don't know what it's like on the other side of the world. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem with all the work that needs to get out of these people. Mainstream media will not cover me. Will not cover me.
Yeah.
Will not cover the angel family, the angel family. The only president that's ever recognized the angel families is Donald Trump.
Right.
The only one that's ever even recognized that there are angel families. And nobody hears from us. They think we're, you know, a one-off thing. Oh, your kid got killed, you know. One-off. There's hundreds of thousands of angel families in this country. More every day. To lose my son,
the way I lost him. Yeah, I think that's the point, yes.
He
kills him. Yeah.
My son can sit right across his room from me right now.
Yeah.
That barrel had done its job. They had the guy in jail 5 times knowing he was illegal. In a 5-year period, they had him in jail 5 times. And then his attorney got out on the street. How is somebody not responsible for that? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, these are marines, right? To me, it's like,
right. somewhere from the National Security Agency. He was making something of himself.
Yeah.
It's just hard to be a person. And for all the stories, there's no such thing as a former Marine or an expert.
It's true. There is a, I tried.
We earned that fight.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I'm 58. Hey, look, I got it. See, I got gray hair. No way. No. So if we, right? Yes. It's their duty. It's their duty too. That wall should have been built years, decades ago.
And the wall, people misunderstand. The wall is not 100%
deterrent. Right.
People are still going to get it. What the wall is saying is, this is where you stop.
Yes.
Okay. Stop here, and you do it legally. There's a thousand other ways that we use aerial detection and motion sensors and everything else.
Drones, helicopters, yeah.
All of that combined. All the law says is, come in the right way. I'm not against immigration. This is a country built on immigrants. Okay? I'm Irish English.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where my heritage is. But they did it correctly. They came through. They became a citizen, you know, they held their hand up to sworn allegiance to this country. I've never met more patriotic people in my life than my citizens. But they had to work for it. They had to work to be a citizen. I was born one. And I'm patriotic, don't get me wrong, but the people that actually had to work for it, I've never met a more patriotic group of people in my life.
Yeah, so. You remember that guy, that soldier who slipped into North Korea? What happened to him? That's what should happen here. There should be consequences for you crossing the border illegally in the United States to show people the example of what's going to happen if you do. We don't have that. It's like, welcome you with open arms, and you can have free money, free phones, free everything. That is the worst thing you can do for any, for your kid, for an animal, for anybody. That is, that's against human nature. They have their own country. Yes. Definitely a welfare
state. The reason healthcare is so expensive.
Yes.
Giving it away. Somebody's got to pay for it. Nothing's free, okay?
Absolutely.
It's no free
lunch anyway. Somebody's paying. Yes, and Doobie, you paid for that. A lot of these things are soldiers, you know, despite what some people say. My dad went to Vietnam. Luckily, he came back. And they now have a lot of problems. They have issues. People weren't really, they don't really care about your health at the time and long-term effects like burn pits. I stayed where burn pits were on my deployments. I went from back to back from one base to another with, you know, we flew over there and there were burn pits there too. So all these. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yes, right. And people would say, this can't be good for you, and it's not. But this is a different situation. I mean, you're putting your life on the line, you run out and all this stuff. You don't need to do that at home. It's a completely different thing. At home, you should be safe. Your border should be closed like every other country is. You should be able to. Yes. So approaching the border, a border wall. I know the border wall, like this. This little thing right here at the bottom, this little thing. I don't know if you guys saw it. Border wall is a psyops, a distraction for sheeple who have no clue what has been happening since 1903. I'm starting to believe this because we don't have a border. We don't have what we're supposed to have. I know they put it up. Do we have a border? Do we have a border wall? People from Canada aren't coming down here. At least I don't know. Not I know of. But what do you guys? When you have poverty and you have cartels giving us fentanyl, so fentanyl's up dramatically right now. And
number one cause of death from 18 to 45.
Incredible. This is just allowed to happen. It's continuing. You talk about it. Talk is not action. They need to take some action on this. I'm tired of Congress with all these hearings that end up in nothing. We got the Senate, though, that's stuck on, we don't care. We're going to defend the undefendable. That's why the military needs to come in and take over, in my opinion, the border. Build the wall, get it over with, because we don't need any more of these things happening. Unfortunately, it's happened in the past. We don't need this happening again. This is heartbreak. Nobody really gets over. We can't have this anymore.
Things are coming to a head.
Right, yes.
I hate to say it in a doomsday style, but I see it coming.
Yes.
I see some form of military something coming. You know, citizen armies or U.S. Army. I see something coming.
I agree with you. It's all going to come to a head. It's going to come to a head. Something big is going to happen, unfortunate. And it's like it's being set up that way. It's a huge event. We just don't know right now. we're distracted by everything else. Meanwhile, the board at sea, we're in Ohio, right, Illinois. You're aware of it. A lot of people are not aware of it. They know they're coming through, and it's hitting everybody's states and everything, but we don't really see what you see in Texas or what you see in Illinois. We don't have any sanctuary cities, and I can't imagine what those are like at this point. Yes, right.
If the bug doesn't hit
the windshield. Great. Good analogy. What's... Marie, what are your thoughts about that? You see it all the time, and you're on the border. Things like this.
Yeah.
To
hand over your weapon.
Yeah.
But what person in their right mind, not even a criminal, right? They're at the school. But can you imagine if he had to have a business that day? Can you imagine what, I mean, would I even be here talking to you?
Correct.
I firmly believe if y'all had not been armed, it would have shot all of
you. Yes. Right.
And for what reason?
No mercy.
They just wanted to steal the trucks because we were driving two four-wheel drive trucks.
So, Marie.
Marie,
do you sleep in fear? Do you think sometimes that you're going to be run over or overrun by illegals coming across the border, since you're within 10 miles. Do you have that sense? Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. And it sounds like you did some brave actions when that did happen to you. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here today. So you defended yourselves, which is all you could do, and you propelled them. A lot of people don't have that. They don't have that option, or they don't have the weapons. They don't think they need them, but in this day and age, especially, even worse now, very dangerous. So, yeah, keep armed. Protect yourself. Yeah. Right.
I can take my gun out right now and
lay
it on this counter. It's not going to kill anybody. Guns don't kill people.
Right.
Guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Right, and at the same time, they want to take guns away from people when they're constantly trying that. So not be infringed.
Gun laws. Who do they affect?
Yes, exactly. So, quick question, Marie. Did the police question your ownership of the guns, the weapons? Did they even say anything, or were they just they let that go? Because I know people like question once you fire a gun, sir, let's see your gun, your registration, which I think is illegal. Yes. Right. There should not be a license, in my opinion, if I'm here in this country. You shouldn't have a license for a gun. It's your gun. It's none of their business. Shall not be infringed. You shouldn't have the training. Well, maybe the training. Yeah, the training's cool. But you can do that on your own. It's just everything's a license. Everything's a money scheme in this country now. So I doubt. So, and then they're making, they don't want guns. They don't want people to have to be armed. They don't want citizens to be able to defend themselves. And one way to do that, in my opinion, well, legislation, the media is always pushing, and they always have, in my opinion, I don't know, it's just, you might think I'm crazy, but I think a lot of these things are set up, are shams, sometimes these school shootings or whatever. I'm just saying,
conspiracy theories are burning through.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure they're not conspiracy theory anymore.
So you see all the shootings, and you see the same guy makes the same crosses for everybody. The same foot.
Here's a statistic for you.
Yeah.
They want to ban assault weapons, which is a made-up term, by the way.
Yes, right.
No such thing as
exactly.
AR doesn't stand for automatic firearm. Doesn't stand for assault weapons. AR-15s or ARs of any form only account for 1% of the mass shootings.
Wow.
1%. More mass shootings are committed with handguns.
Right, and the reason I brought that up is I've been places, I'm sure you have too, where the news reports something in wartime that we know is not true because we see it with our eyes on the field. This happens a lot. And then CNN will broadcast something you can't broadcast because they have no communications, and then different news channels will tell you this is happening where we know it's not. I mean, we're there on the ground, we're there. And it's not happening. We get grief. The news is lying to you, to the people. And so I'm very skeptical about what I see on TV anywhere.
Even in Ukraine, though.
Yes.
They've got caught using old footage.
Yes. Right, exactly. Yes. This is 1984. I don't know if you've probably seen that, read that book, seen the movie. This is 1984. This is very scary.
How many times have you heard the phrase Orwellian?
Yes, exactly. Yep. Yeah. There's a lot of good movies out there. Back in the 40s, it's amazing that you predicted all this from back then. Man, it's starting to storm now. So, Marie, do you have any thoughts? I can let you go now. I appreciate you coming on. It's been an hour, and you can stay on as long as you like, but I appreciate you have. I'd love to have you on again in the future, even if you're part of a panel or something. But I really appreciate the time you have, and I know it's a little emotional to talk about this. I was with you with John DeLemmy, and it was you and Sabine and another person, and it was a very, very heartbreaking.
Chris.
Yes. Yes.
Chris.
Yeah.
Sabine.
So I met you once. I met Sabine a couple times in person. I haven't met you yet, but that'd be cool. But yeah, I feel for you guys and girls and moms and dads. Yeah, that's very hard. But you know, we can help. Hopefully, you can help other people avoid this. And it's going to take us. Huh?
We're not doing it to get out there. We're not doing it popularity
or anything
like that. We just want people to be informed. We want them to know what actually happens when we have all these people. And then
Yeah.
People here, and it just makes it so beautiful,
and we welcome everyone.
We just want to do it the right way. So come in and you're breaking the law, and that's just labeled you a criminal.
Exactly.
And we appreciate people like you, Kevin. I know that I can speak for QB and all the other agents
mm-hmm.
here.
We thank you. Mm-hmm.
And
it wasn't for you guys.
Yeah. We don't get to say what's happening. We don't get to get our stories out. And with this, I've been creating